The Wrong Button. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe. Presented by ZipRecruiter. I feel for the guy who set off that false alarm in Hawaii because I don't think this was all his fault. First of all, he didn't actually press a button because the alert system is, of course, computerized, and to run the test, you choose from a drop-down menu where the drill message and the not-a-drill message are right next to each other.
He was supposed to select the option for drill, but he clicked the real thing.
Which is what always happens with those drop-down menus, right? So who thought it was a good idea to control a nuclear alert system with a drop-down menu and a mouse click? A drop-down menu is for choosing a font, not choosing between a drill and an actual warning of nuclear annihilation. Stuff like this shouldn't involve drop-down menus, or mouse clicks, or a screen swipe, or God forbid, voice control.
Alexa, activate a statewide nuclear drill.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
That's why we put fire alarms behind a cover, so you know it's serious. There should be a physical commitment when you sound a real alarm. It should be a giant switch that leaves your elbow sore when you throw it. Yeah, not a mouse click. Mouse clicks are for tweets. Though I'm not sure that's a good idea either. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.